I was reading in one of the articles I read, the pastor said, people, when they normally come and ask me about faith, there are three questions that I get over and over again. What is the purpose of life? What happens when I die? And what is up with those darn pigs? And it's one of those really confusing stories. Why the pigs? Why the pigs? Anyway, when I was 14 years old, I loved Lamborghinis and Ferraris. I wanted to go fast. One day, my 14-year-old self had an opportunity to drive a car. But I didn't ask my mom, because I knew she'd say no. But the owner of the car, I knew he was going to say yes. So I asked him, and he said yes. He shouldn't have, but he said, okay, take my car. And literally, 1 minute later, 60 seconds later, I had driven this car between two trees, hit a wall. The owner of the car had to get 14 stitches on his forehead, and it left a huge hole in my parents' savings account. All because I wanted to be free to do what I wanted to do. Humanity's greatest struggle, one of humanity's greatest struggle, is for freedom. Be it freedom from external powers, such as tyranny, governments, political powers, or parents, or internal powers, such as fear, addictions, hopelessness, anxiety, or loneliness. As a culture, as Canadians, we value freedom. A couple of centuries ago, we wanted freedom from slavery. In the last few decades, we wanted freedom from other countries, from monarchs. And in our current cultural tide, there is a voice for freedom of sexual expressions. In our gospel today, the demon-possessed man also cries for freedom. He says, What have you do with me? Jesus, Son of the Most High God, I beg you, do not torment me. And you have to appreciate the demon's characterization of Jesus in this story. You know, he is the great oppressor for him, the tormentor. I just want freedom. I want freedom from you, Jesus. Just let me possess this man. Leave me be. What the demon says must make us think. What is real freedom? Is what the demon asking of Jesus real freedom? No, I don't think so. What he's asking for might look similar to freedom, but it's actually very different. I submit to you that the demon isn't asking for freedom. He's asking for autonomy. Real freedom is this. Freedom is the legitimate breaking of bondage to an illegitimate controlling authority over you. I'll say that one more time. Freedom is the legitimate breaking of bondage to an illegitimate controlling authority over you. If you're in slavery, that's an illegitimate controlling authority over you, and you deserve freedom. If you have addictions, that's an illegitimate controlling authority over you, and you deserve freedom. But if the authority over you is a legitimate authority, then it's not freedom. It's autonomy. When a 14-year-old asks someone to drive a car, that's not freedom. I'm not in bondage. It's a cry for autonomy. And responsible adults say, no, you can't drive that car. In the same way, when Jesus tells the demon to leave the man, the demon or gospel isn't crying for freedom. He's crying for autonomy from Jesus. Why do you torment me? Just let me be. Thomas Nagel, a professor of philosophy and law in the University of New York, or New York University, speaks about this very conundrum, freedom and autonomy. And he says this about God. I want atheism to be true. And I'm made uneasy by the fact that some of the most intelligent and well-informed people I know are religious believers. It isn't that I don't believe in God, naturally. I hope I'm right in my belief. It's that I hope there is no God. I don't want there to be a God. I don't want the universe to be like that. What Thomas Nagel's statement says tells us this. If God exists, he has legitimate control over us simply by the virtue that he is God. When the authority over us is God, it is a legitimate authority. Let me tell you why. God made us. The reason he made us so that we could commune with him, we could depend on him, and be in a relationship of love with him. When we choose to break away from the claim that God has on this relationship of love with us, we're not seeking freedom from God. We want autonomy from God. It's divorce from a loving relationship, not separation from an abusive partnership. I want you to listen really carefully to what I'm about to say now. When the demon-possessed man cries out, "Son of the Most High God, do not torment me," he says three things. One, he acknowledges that Jesus is God. Two, he acknowledges that because Jesus is God, he has legitimate control over him. And three, he doesn't want to live in a universe that's like that. The control of God is so frustrating. He doesn't want to live in a universe where Jesus is God. He wants autonomy. And he wants to possess this man. But Jesus powerfully exercises his claim over this man. And it is in the submission and obedience to God's will that this man is set free. That's beautiful, isn't it? The Christian understanding of freedom is this. In the submission and obedience to God, we are given our freedom. In the same way, Jesus will set you free from the powers that have an illegitimate control over you. Fear, addiction, hopelessness, anxiety, loneliness. And all the powers that has bound you has been defeated because God has laid claim to you through what Jesus did on the cross. He died on the cross for you and for me. He willingly submitted to death in place of you and me. We have been bought, the Bible says. We've been bought at the cost of Jesus, God's Son. And if you and I believe this, then we belong to God. And Jesus, in John chapter 10, says this, "Nothing will take you away from me, because I have laid my claim on you." He has set you and I free because we belong to God. The freedom found in Christ is actually quite countercultural. When the people see this man is freed from his demon, the first thing the Bible says is that they were afraid. And I think the freedom we find in Christ is quite countercultural. The world says, "We don't want anyone telling us what to do." And we hear people say, just let me be me. What they're basically saying is this: I don't want anyone to rule
but me.
I want autonomy from everyone and everything, including God. Freedom in Jesus that we Christians have is heard in the culture as bondage to God. But as Christians, we know that's not how it is. We aren't capitulating to God. God doesn't force us into hard labor because of our obedience. Jesus calls us into a relationship with Him. And we answer in loving response. We long and we desire to be joined in that loving relationship with Jesus. It's like a proposal and an acceptance, and that kind of a bond. Now here's my application. What does this all mean for us? Honestly, first and foremost, if we're free because God has authority and claim over our lives, we can let it all go into God's hands. We don't have to worry about where our life is going to go. The one who holds the entire universe holds us in the palm of His hands, prioritizes us, cares for us, loves us intimately and individually. Two, as we submit to God's authority, everything else that has an illegitimate claim over our lives, external or internal, no longer has that authority over us, because God has defeated all of these powers because we submit to Him. And it's cause for great joy. And finally, we look at the very last thing that God tells this man after He frees him. He invites him to join him in God's own mission. Now, the fancy Greek word that's going around church is the missio dei. God asks this man to participate in His mission. And in the same way, God asks us to participate in God's mission. And here's what He tells this man. Jesus says, "Return to your home. Go back to your community and tell others how much God has done for you." He invites us and says, tell others the freedom you have experienced in Christ. We share in the victory of the man from whom the demons are cast out of. And we share in the victory of Jesus on the cross. And we share in the victory that has defeated death and all illegitimate powers that have an illegitimate control over us. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are so blessed because of what You've done on the cross, because of Your claim on our lives. We are freed from all illegitimate control over us. We are freed from our anxieties, from our loneliness, from our sadness, from tyranny that rules over us. Because, Lord, we submit to You. You are the only one that has legitimate control over our lives. And we thank You for it. We're blessed by it. And we ask, Lord, that You would speak into us Yourself and Your Spirit, so we may experience the freedom we have in Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.